So my story of public transit really is more about the small moments that I experience as a transit rider that really, really emphasizes, and I'm getting emotional thinking about it, how Charm City is Charm City. So his story is even more related to the bus, because when I was in undergrad, I went to college, I had saved money, I was like, I don't need to get a job, I saved enough over the summer. Didn't work out that way. October of my freshman year, the highest paying job on my public university campus was a student bus driver. So my fun fact about myself is that before I was a teacher, I was actually a public bus driver, not here in Baltimore, but up in Massachusetts. So I have my CDL license. And I give so much credit to our operators here in the city. So, thank you. Thanks. So his story is even more entwined because I met my now husband, who is also a bus operator. We moved down here, got married, and we've been here ever since. So he is more related to buses than he even understands, as he rides it every day. So, like I said, I'm a city schools teacher. I have to get up pretty early to get the bus to get to work and to drop him off at daycare beforehand. So I live very close to a couple of bus lines. So fortunately, if I miss my first bus, I am able to usually catch another bus, and I'm able to walk a little bit further and still make it to work on time. A couple stories just to share about how that community really, really envelops you when you take public transit is last week we had a lot of snow days. It was great. Doesn't feel like it today. So this week it was a little bit harder for me to get up and get the baby ready and make it out to the bus stop in time to get my normal bus, which is a blue bus, if you're familiar with our buses. So if I'm good, I catch the same blue bus every time. It's all the same people in the morning. The operator is the same. And I was running a little bit later after those snow days, and I was walking with Elliot, and I was walking my dog to let her out before I hit the bus. And as I'm rushing back from the stop back to my house, I see my normal bus driver pull up. He gives me a little wave, and he drives away, and I catch a later bus. The next day, I actually am able to catch my normal bus, and I get on, and I'm like, oh, I finally have been able to catch your bus. I haven't been on in over a week. And he's like, yeah, I saw you with your dog. I kind of figured you weren't going to catch my bus for a while, so I'm glad to see you this morning. Other instances of just the community that you are able to experience when you're on public transit is, as a teacher, some of my first students are now in high school, and I've seen them riding the bus as they go to and from their various high schools. It's always great to run into them, especially with him. There's a lot to talk about. I've had high school students I don't know offer me their seats. One lovely young girl, I have my work bag, I have Elliot's diaper bag, plus him, plus a giant jacket when it's cold. So I'm getting on the bus, and she asks if I wanted help with my bags, which was very sweet. And I said, no, it's okay, but I appreciate you. You know, our public transit system is so important to so many people, and what I'm hoping for my son as he grows up in Baltimore City and uses public transit, that it will allow him to see our city and be a full participant in our city, where I know that he is able to catch the bus, he's able to get the light rail, he's able to be independent as much as he can be once he's old enough to ride on his own. For now, I just call him my little bus baby, and he rides like this, and as he gets older, I'm really hoping that he gets to experience the same sense of community that I've experienced as I take transit every day. So I just wanted to share how much public transit is important and how much it means to be Charm City and to have that community where people are checking in on you, helping you, and just experiencing the day-to-day. So that's really all I wanted to share, but thank you all so much.